Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, once again, I guess we're not doing the intro thing no more, huh?
You gotta hit the button.
Oh man, god damn. Hey man, why you tell me that before the show starts?
Yeah, sometimes it starts, sometimes it don't.
Alright, take two.
Behind the show on the internet, Tin City Radio.
Shout out to my man. He didn't make it, but I gotta give a shout out to my man Opie, dog.
Who?
Oh man. Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, shout out to my man Opie.
I don't get it.
I hate to say
You have to watch the show, sweetheart. You have to watch the show. He went out like a soldier, though.
He went out like a soldier. Yes, he did. He did go out like a soldier, but it should have been Kid. Okay, see, that's the second time I done stepped outside thinking I'm going to hit a cigarette, and a motherfucker just pooped off. Lord Jesus, help me.
Janine, what's happening?
Hello. I will never do it again.
Hey, well, hey, can I say one thing, y'all, before we get the show started? Hey, if y'all can y'all please say a prayer for my family right now, kind of going through a thing. Uncle Bud, get well real soon. So if y'all can, just keep my family in your prayers, please. All right,
we
now back to the show.
Sure will.
That's what's up. Tap out, what's going down? Make him tap. I ain't forgot. Janine, you're not used to your new name. You ain't used to your new name. Tap out.
I didn't hear what you said.
I told you I changed your name to Tap Out. Your name is Tap Out on the show.
Oh, okay.
For the next 2 years. We got a new caller. I don't recognize the number, so caller, what's happening?
Hey, y'all, what's up? What's up, y'all? This liquor stuff.
What's up,
stuff? Hey, liquor stuff.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
Chilling.
Going down?
Not too much. Man, my computer does not like Sin City. Every time I get on Sin City, my computer crashes.
Damn, don't say
the
that.
The desktop and the laptop, though, now. I tried it on the laptop tonight, and shit just went down.
Where you stay?
I'm in Indy.
I think that's just Indy because my computer just crashed too. My computer,
shut
I have not
the
been
front
a,
door.
I have not been able to get on my computer at all. It's just
that is.
I didn't take the battery out and put it back on my desktop and everything. Nothing, I don't know what the problem is.
That ain't
good.
Please don't think
it's
just
not
us. I was playing in the chat room with the baby.
I hadn't even been able to log on the internet, period. My shit just shut down.
What's happening, LaFonda?
I mean, I thought we had a topic today. We had a topic today. What's the topic?
We
supposed to be talking about.
I know the topic. The topic is the same one from last night that
okay.
We started and didn't get to finish.
Are you going to be able to join the topic?
That's no.
Your
question. No.
Oh, no.
Oh, poor baby.
Nope. I'm going to sit back and listen.
Poor baby.
First,
hold on, y'all. I'm here tonight, shit. So what's going on? Clue me in.
It was a good show last
second.
Night.
Hold on for a second. What's up, Sunshine?
Hey, Father Time with a Y.
Every rip.
Nah, somebody want to clue here, man, on what we were talking about at the end of the show last night?
We were talking about eating ass.
That was disgusting on so
damn.
That's how we start tonight.
Oh, Father Time, he had to get it done in order to join the conversation, but I guess it didn't work out for him.
No,
it
didn't.
Thomas, you ain't never got that done?
Never experienced it, bro.
I gotta tell you, man. Motherfucker, do it right. You be grabbing the pillow, screaming like a bitch. Motherfucker be at that top mouth, so damn, nigga, you was beating that pussy up. That wasn't her. That was me.
That was not her, though.
That was not her. That was me, dog. Hey, nigga, I bullshit you not. you wouldn't have a problem with confessing it. That's how good the shit feels. You would not,
I would never thought that
was you screaming like a bitch.
Like
yeah, that was me.
Oh, wow.
And finna go back in there and scream again. Excuse me, brother. I'm going to talk to you tomorrow.
Wow.
Can you please leave out the front door?
Oh, wow. I never thought that he would admit to anything like that.
You know what I'm saying? That's like a confession, like a mug. I'm surprised.
Well, shit, right. Well, y'all consider yourself my rabbi or my priest or whatever it is, because I got to confess that one. That's a fan, dude. I'm telling you. I'm talking about. I could sit here and lie and be like, oh, that ain't shit. But yes, it is.
You say yes, it is.
Okay, so have you been on both ends, the receiving and the giving end?
Huh? Wait a minute. And you know what? Now, hold on. Let me just say this for the record. It's not like I wouldn't. But the way that it happened to me, that it caught me totally by surprise, and I didn't have enough energy to do a damn thing. I couldn't even put my pants back on. I like a motherfucker just couldn't function no more. I felt like a retard.
Mm.
I mean, no disrespect to no retard. I mean, the mentally handicapped, but shit, I was like, man, shit. Hey, motherfucker couldn't do shit. All I could do is give you that look. You know you ain't right for that, girl. You ain't shit for that.
Okay, so have you ever done it before?
See, that's what he was saying. He said it's not like that he wouldn't.
No, I thought her question was, has he ever done it and then, you know, received it and then done it after. I didn't know.
What I'm saying is that when it got done to me, it caught me totally by surprise. So it was like, I mean, I ain't being funny like, no, bitch, you wouldn't get it done back to you. But I didn't have no energy to do shit. All I could do was just sit there and look at it and kept saying thank you. I mean, dog, you can't even act cool. You can't even say, yeah, that was all right. Man, you be in that motherfucker like, thank you. Man, I'm not worried. Now, I don't know if I really don't know if a motherfucker could do a bad job at that. I don't know.
Mm.
But, dude, trust me. You got a whole different swag to your walk when you walk out. You feel like you're damn near stepping. Like you're floating, dog. You just out the door, like, god damn.
If a man can go down and eat and have and don't know what he's doing, he can go down there and lick the booty and don't know what he's doing.
What I'm saying is that I don't know if that could be done wrong. I'm just saying, I don't think it could be done wrong unless motherfuckers just straight start biting some shit down there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, you got some motherfucker. I assume. Now, you know what? Let me take that back. I did have it done once prior to that time before then,
mm-hmm.
and it was, let's say, mediocre at best.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like, all right. Motherfucker want to do it, okay, go ahead. But then when the motherfucker actually started doing it, it was like, good Lord, what the hell is going on? I don't know if I'm supposed to be feeling like this. This is not a feeling for me, then I'm supposed to be having.
Hell no.
I mean,
so it's not the same when different people do it. Don't feel the same. Some people do it different than others.
Right, because it was like the first time I got it done, it was like, okay, I'm going to do something new to you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you felt a little lip, you know, like, ooh, goddamn, that was different.
Mm-hmm.
But the second time, motherfucker got aggressive.
That motherfucker was a professional ass eater.
Right, motherfucker. Lay your motherfucking ass down. You better not move. You understand me?
Took all your.
So I bet you did this before, huh?
I mean, shit. You know what? And I guess because hell, we all grown. We over the age of that we can discuss this. I mean, because you know when you're younger, you be like, oh, I mean, but now I was like, wow, okay.
Never thought.
I mean, because I'm not gonna bullshit you. If a motherfucker would have said, damn. My IPL bill show finna get cut off tomorrow. Here you go. Here you go. Here you go.
I don't even worry about
this.
That. I got that.
Right. Wow. Here's a little something extra for you.
Right.
I mean, shit. Man, that shit, man.
Look, you got to take a breath.
Right. I had a flashback moment. I'm about to tell him go to the song. I'd have got hot.
Oh my goodness.
What's the song? Somebody say something.
Dang,
that's something you hadn't thought about till now, huh?
Right. That man. And now I'm going to tell you, dog, you try, as good as it feels, you try to block it out because, dog, it takes every ounce of your manhood out. Now, I ain't going to say your manhood, but that tough shit that you got, that shit's gone. I mean, shit, nigga, you pulling motherfucking covers. You got
thumb,
you
fight. Was you sucking your thumb? Was you somewhere sucking your thumb?
No, I ain't sucking my thumb. But I ain't gonna lie and say that I wouldn't bite that motherfucker pillow. She probably still pillow probably still ripped right now. I got this motherfucker that pulled all the feathers out my pillow.
So it was kind of like that you know that scene on Boomerang when Robin gave it to Eddie.
Yeah, right,
like, don't touch
right.
Me, don't move.
Don't touch me. Let me lay here. I told her she wasn't shit. I told her you ain't shit. You ain't shit. You knew what the fuck was gonna happen when you did that. You ain't shit. But I love you. I mean, Timer, where you at, dog?
Right here, dog.
You gotta get it done, dog. You gotta. Wait a minute. Let me look on the screen. Mother Nature ain't on the phone, is she?
Nah.
You gotta get it done, dog. You got to. If you don't, dog, you're going out the world ass backwards.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's
serious.
At least once in your life, you got to. Dude, I'm gonna tell you, that's something you can't even take every day. You can't take that every day. That's that event like when they like, yeah, well, you can fuck me in the ass once. Well, yeah, you can do that once. Yeah, nah, that's not gonna happen every day because you better took too much of my money. Why?
You're like, nah, I'm tapped out. Goddamn it.
Yeah. Motherfucker be telling you, go wash the dishes, bitch. Okay.
Wow.
Exactly.
Right. You know what I'm saying? I can't be in there washing the dishes with an apron. Hey, with an apron on and nothing on behind it, just hoping she come up behind me.
Oh, wow.
Can't do it. I can't.
That's some straight role reversal type shit.
Right. I'm in there butt naked with an apron on.
Talk about lick the cook.
Hey, walk a past you on my ass. You know, when they walk past, they butt naked, they show you your ass. I walk past you, huh? You see something you like?
Stupid.
Wow.
Hell no.
Oh, man. God damn, boy. This is what I missed yesterday, huh? God damn.
I missed the end of the show. I didn't even know that was going on. My computer cut out on me.
My father said, did you even ask her about it? Did you even talk to her about it?
No, I didn't. I ain't gonna even lie.
Hell no, that motherfucker froze up.
He froze up. How do you even have that conversation?
Yeah, I guess you can call it that.
Like, how am I gonna come to her? How am I gonna
get her? Hey, baby. Hey, you know I just did the show tonight. Girl, let me tell you what Janine said. Brother was talking about it too. I said, now, in fact, I think Sunshine had something to say about it. They all was talking about it. Yeah, no, you ain't hear the show last night. Well, I'm just gonna tell you what they said. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of this room right now. That motherfucker put every sequence in his mind. It was like, fuck it, I'm going to bed.
Yeah, I don't think it's going
to. I mean, are you a very hairy man down there? Or do you have a big hairy bush on your booty or something?
Well, all you gotta do is have her shave him anyway.
That might be the reason why he hasn't had it done, because he doesn't want shave or get up in a booty crack and get some hairs out.
Well, that's why. I mean, which way do y'all like best? Because I like it when they on their stomach best. Because I have better access in a way, and they can't move. You know, because then the other way, they could move their leg. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then they be trying to move down.
Not if you pin them down.
Look, you're not finna hike my legs.
That's what I'm saying.
Nah,
most men don't like that. That's what I'm saying.
How
do you tell your man, nigga, get down? I need ass up, face down. I mean, that's
no,
not
I'm not doing thing. All that neither. That you got. Now, I can lay flat.
No.
I can lay flat.
I mean, they
I can lay on my
flat.
Stomach.
They just lay flat.
I can lay on my stomach. I'm not finna hike my ass in no air.
You ain't no that shit up. And you just turn over.
Hell no.
You just say turn over.
Hey, look, she sound like a dope boy on Boys in the Hood. Turn your punk ass over. Wait a minute, what is this? I said, turn your punk ass over. Oh, shit. we finna switch roles. Uh-oh, here come the good shit.
No, because, I mean, if you never did it before, you could actually kind of act like you about to rub their back. You know what I'm saying? It don't even have to come like that.
Mm-hmm.
You could just come turn over,
right.
Let me massage you. That's
how you,
you.
That's
how you get started. You say, let me massage you. You know, have them turn over that way.
Yeah,
so they operate
it,
then they get relaxed, then you hit it.
That's how I feel, Victor. Let me rub your back. Okay.
He had a plan for your ass.
Right. Hey, wait. Hey, I ain't gonna lie and say, I was clenching up like,
had a different meaning after the
okay. So this is my question. So if a woman goes down there to do that, and a man tightens his booty up real tight, like, and he don't let it go, he don't allow her to do it, does that mean that there's a chance that his booty hole is loose, or?
No. I don't think
that's probably more.
I mean, you gotta understand. I'm gonna tell you like this, and I bullshit you not. A man only gonna let a motherfucker he truly trusts do that. He's not gonna let anybody do that. This got to be a motherfucker he truly trusts and loves. Because you're not finna just let as crazy as it sounds, you're not finna just let any random person just do that. I mean, believe it or not, we take that shit sacred. That's sacred. So for you to do that to me, I gotta really, really love you.
Mm.
And I know that sounds kind of fucked up, like damn, if you love, you know, a lot of people be like, well, if you love me, you wouldn't let me do it. That's the question I gotta ask. I've been meaning to ask that on here because people, I heard that if you, someone said, well, if we together, you know, we a couple or we in love, then we shouldn't do the oral thing. Why not?
What?
Why not?
What?
Well, that's not just oral. You have to specify how oral you're trying to get, because the booty hole is something different than the front spot.
No, well, you know, I mean, I ain't talking about just that. I mean, I'm just saying, like, you know, I mean, my thing is this. Man, I'm for you and you for me. Shit, take the gloves off. Let's go hard. I got one rule. No anal penetration on my part. That's it. Other than that, we could do anything you want.
I heard that. I bet you stick anything other than your tongue up there, we gonna have a serious misunderstanding.
Right. I didn't think you were minor thug. Well, bitch, that's why your eye black.
Right. I didn't think you were minding this ring around your eye. You know,
it's amazing, though, but there's some people that, so they can't handle none of that.
All right, ladies, let me ask this. Toe sucker. Yay or nay?
It depends on the person, I think.
I mean, I'm going to tell you now. Say what you want about me. I don't mind sucking toes. I don't mind.
Well,
but
me, personally,
the motherfuckers got to look right. They got to look right now. They can't be all...
No hammer
toes. You can't be having them corn calluses and knuckles.
Mm.
Now, you got corn calluses.
Yeah. But the dude come to do that, you got to have on some red socks. And when he take the red socks off, you got to have on red polish.
Red nail polish, okay.
Y'all know me. Y'all know my flavor. But I'm just saying, now you got corn calluses and knuckles, keep your socks on. Ladies, keep your socks on.
For real, keep your shoes on and everything. Don't even take them out.
You want to keep your shoes on. If you know your feet fucked up, keep your shoes on.
Just be like, no, I don't take my shoes off.
Right, I don't like my. I mean, cause I didn't been in that situation. I had a motherfucker. It was dead winter tired. Bitch still had her boots on. You want to keep them on? Go ahead. Bitch had nothing on but boots.
I mean, I can't
stand. They wasn't a sexy
boots.
No, that was just it. They wasn't a sexy boots. They was like them. Them furry,
snow boots?
Like
some real
snow boots. She had on snow boots. I like just don't drop day. Don't put your feet down in my bed.
Wow.
So, matter of fact, just stand on the side of the bed and bend over.
Right.
Right. Right. I mean, but she said it. She said she didn't like the way her feet look, and she said she didn't like the way her feet look. She said.
That.
Right, I said, hey, I ain't mad at you. Just keep them on. Please don't put your boots on my bed.
So why would people that have foot fetishes and they like people's feet, but then they don't like their feet to be touched?
I am one of those people. I'm not gonna even lie to you. Don't touch my feet. Do not touch my feet. I'm not lying. I am one of them people.
Not even to have them rub, just like, in general, like, you just need a foot rub type of shit.
And I'm on my feet for 10 hours a day. 10 hours a day I'm on my feet at my job, and I want them rubbed, but it's just like, I don't know, it's just be like, nah, I'm cool. Be walking
feet,
So
you're not the type of fella that'll ever go and get a pedicure?
No. Just give me a toenail.
How do you feel about that? Is it okay for a man to go get a pedicure? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Not in my book.
Yes.
Not in my book.
Why not, Cass? Is that like too feminine, or what is?
Yes, I was just about. It's just. I mean, you know what? I'm not knocking nobody for doing it. I'm not gonna say you gay 'cause you do it, but. I guess it's my upbringing. I was brought up that was just like some feminine shit if you ever did it. And it's just Like, some things that you, I mean, I understand we grow up, we get older, but some things you just kind of stick to. Like, yeah, that, and to me, that's just one of them things. Like, no, that's kind of feminine. Nah, but I'm not calling no man gay. I'm not trying to say a man gay if he go get his feet done. I mean, if you go get your feet done, hey, that's on you.
I mean, because some men have really bad feet, and nothing that they do
exactly.
can help it. And women complaining, nigga, you cutting me up in the bed? Can you please get something done? Can you? I mean, what?
Well, that being, you gonna have to learn how to do pedicures.
Yeah, but if you
that's what I'm saying. But you said you didn't want nobody touching your feet, so why don't you go get them professionally?
No, but now I don't have no bad looking feet, man. I don't have no bad looking feet, but I just,
if you were in a situation where you did.
Right, and I would just have to tell you, you're gonna have to learn how to. I mean, I'm gonna listen to my lady, and she like. Dude, your feet cutting me at night. You cutting the sheets up. I'm just going to tell you. You're going to have to learn how to do pedicures.
Okay, so do you maintain your feet yourself, like, on a regular basis? Like, you know what I mean? You get out of the shower and do the little brush thing.
Yeah, I get out the shower.
Or,
I take my little toenail clipper and my little file. I do what I got to do. And like I said, trust me, it ain't like that I don't want to feel your soft hands rubbing them, but it's just my... I don't know, man. I mean, can y'all help me with that?
Mm-hmm.
Can somebody help?
Mm-hmm.
Would you go get a manicure? Would you go get your hands done?
Nah.
I think that's feminine. My granddaddy got, you know what I'm saying, he did his nails for years and years, kept them polished, kept them, you know what I mean, maintained. I personally think that's sexy. I think a man that takes care of his hands is going to take
pimp.
Extra care with me. Yeah, my granddaddy was a pimp.
I was just about to say.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, he was
now, you got to feel your granddaddy was born, I mean, he was raised up in what, 60s or 70s, somewhere along, 50s, 60s
Shit,
or 70s.
Shit, I'd say 40s, nigga.
30. Oh, well, yeah, he was pimping. Shit. Hey, baby, hey.
Yeah,
you
know what I mean? Had the perm for years and shit.
Oh, yeah.
He was a pimp.
My granddaddy curled his own hair, nigga, sitting under the dryer, nigga, do all that shit.
Oh, well, see, you done see. That was a different breed of dude.
I'm going to be everything to you. I'm going to be your father. I'm going to be your friend. I'm going to be your lover. But you got to believe in me. You got to believe that everything I tell you to do is for the best.
Ah, what's that
going to fry that goddamn chicken.
Good night, son. Have a good sleep.
But now, I'll tell you what, man. I'm going to try to get over this foot thing I got. But like I said, I ain't got no ugly toes. Now, my feet, they all in line. They all ain't no corn kind of foot nothing. Know what I'm saying?
Your
my shit in line.
Ain't
no, I ain't got no web feet, none of that. But it just, I don't know, man. And don't get me wrong. I mean, because I do have somebody, and she do ask, you want me to rub your feet? And I always say no. And my feet be hurting like a motherfucker.
Even with your socks on?
Even with my socks on. Mm.
Do they stink?
No, hell no, my feet don't stink.
That is the problem.
You know what? If you were my man, you wouldn't even know what was coming. You'd have a hard day of work.
I took your ass in the tub, lost you down, rubbed your motherfucking feet, and you wouldn't complain about shit. And you would not complain. I ain't with that. Who said that? I ain't. Was that Sunshine? That was Sunshine. I would have. Yeah, with a Y. Let's not forget that. I mean, I'm going to tell you, I ain't going to need a lot of y'all. Motherfuckers watching Supernatural, right? On Netflix. Feet was hurting like a motherfucker. Hey, you want me to rub your feet? I'm like, nah, I'm cool, man. My feet was hurting so bad that day. I was like, please rub. Please just say, hey, you know what? Sit your ass back. But I can't bring myself to say it. I can't.
So what if you didn't have to ask for it and she just grabbed them? Would you snatch them back?
I don't know. That's just it. I don't know if I would or not. I don't know if I would or not. And I hate to kick you in your face.
I know that.
That's a reaction. You know what I'm saying? God damn it. Oh, baby, I'm sorry. I did not mean to kick you.
Oh, he's so hard. Have you tried one of those feet massager things?
Huh?
The shiatsu massager for the feet?
Say that again, sweetheart.
The shiatsu massager for the feet.
What about them?
I said, have you ever tried one? The little motorized thing. You put your feet on it, and the little thing go around in circles. It's like little balls that go around in circles, and then massage your feet.
Nah, I ain't never tried none of that. I ain't gonna even lie to you. I done soaked them a couple of times, but other than that, I ain't really.
Oh, see, you gonna have to come for Sunshine's House of Pampering.
You gonna have that Gucci girl outfit on? Did I see that picture? Welcome to Sunshine's House of Pleasure. Happy ending? Happy ending. Okay.
Yeah.
Karma Sutra?
My happy ending to have your ass balled up in a fetal position with your thumb in your mouth.
Sucking your thumb. Ate it. High five. High five.
Everybody want to make a motherfucker suck their thumb. Time.
It's gonna be a action that you ain't gonna be able to help.
That you can't help, right? You can't help.
I said it once. I hear what y'all saying, but I'm telling you.
I'm big boned. I'm heavy structured. I'm hung low. If I pull my shit out, this whole room get dark.
That's okay. When I throw it up in the air, turn the sunshine, so it'll be back.
I heard it.
Hey. You know what happened to them sunshines? An eclipse come.
There's going to be an eclipse then.
It's
going to end up in the fetal position.
This big black motherfucker eclipsed that sunshine. What happened? Man, that eclipse came. That goddamn
eclipse
came.
You will still end up in the fetal position, so it's all right.
Right.
Two big ass babies curled up looking like, damn. Shit, you woe me out, I woe you out. We evenly yoked. We need to do this again.
Well, thank you.
Alright, let's see if we can
recognize the G in me, nigga.
I'm a bad motherfucker. Simon, what's up, dog? Man, help me out here, man. I shit it, man. It's 5-1. I'm being outnumbered here.
So he has not experienced.
Man, I'm hungry as hell, man.
What you say? He horny.
He hungry.
Oh, hungry.
Hey, man, it's 5 motherfuckers on here. You got
you
a buffet. Pick one.
You get full real quick.
Pick one. You got a buffet. Shit, it's a buffet on this motherfucker.
Pick and choose.
I'm sorry.
You can eat all
night long. I'm back.
Exactly. How hungry are you?
Right. What you
got to
say?
Hey, y'all. Y'all can't be saying that. He was right next to Mother Nature. That motherfucker done put it. He done ran in the bathroom. All right, I'm back.
Not true.
Keep that shit up all the time. You'll be sleeping in this bitch by your damn self.
We don't want to mess up.
Don't get one of them Sand City bitches.
Uh-oh.
I ain't
going to
cause no drama. No drama.
Yeah,
I'm wrong, goddammit. Hey, now, y'all be nice to the Father Time. Y'all know. He ain't played his theme song, and I don't know how long.
I beat my dick like it owes me money.
He said, fuck that. He tired. He played that the minute.
No, he hasn't.
That motherfucker say, I get it on the regular.
Okay.
That ain't my theme song, motherfucker.
It used to be.
You played it like it was.
Okay.
What are y'all talking about?
He got amnesia now.
Yeah, right.
He needs to go to the archive.
Right.
Hey, sometimes amnesia is a good thing.
Hey, I got to call y'all back. I got another call. I got to call y'all back.
All right. At least she's nice enough to tell us she'll call us back.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, baby? What you doing?
Who this?
I see y'all finna stop laughing. I
would have
kept going.
Hey, then why y'all stop laughing? You could have had it going.
Amen, amen. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
See, that was a prank in the making right there.
I know, right?
Now the other, I know, right? Okay, now for real, I'm going to call y'all back.
y'all killed the prank. That was a prank in the making.
That was so funny, though. I wish you would have muted us.
Man, I was finna get in on it, too, boy. I ain't shit. This us. Remember last night?
What a day. How's everybody doing today anyway? I ain't asking nobody that. How y'all doing today?
What were you doing earlier? But you just about to be saying how y'all doing.
I'm having a great day now. Y'all being on this show actually made the day feel a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up.
Especially listening to you, freaky motherfuckers.
Freaky motherfucker.
Just make the day. You be like, God damn. Make the day just one of her. Hey, damn, I can't wait till 9:30 get here.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that picture up on the site? That motherfucker said, kiss me.
Oh, yeah. Man, look at you. She talking about, why is that lip marks all on her computer, Emma?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this will go in the archives right next to Jadine's old pictures.
Amen.
Hey, I don't print out pictures no more. I ran out of ink. See, that ink ain't expensive, man.
Hell yeah, it is.
Now your screen back sticky.
I just put them on a USB drive now.
now you got
that came up with a solution.
Yeah, I take them with me.
What you be at work?
Just give me my picture, bitch. Just give me my pictures, bitch.
You be at work looking at your pictures.
I'll pop a USB drive in a heartbeat.
The damn company going to do an audit of all the damn computers. And they like, it's all the time.
No, it's my personal USB drive. It ain't they shit.
It don't matter. On their computer.
You put it on their computer.
Anything that you put on their computer, just say you don't have to save it.
You know, I was at work, and this motherfucker, my boss, her boyfriend works there too, right? Mm-hmm. One day, this motherfucker called himself telling on me, right? He called himself telling on me, saying I wasn't working and all that shit. I was bullshitting. I was sleeping in a closet somewhere. So I got written up about it. So I kept saying, I was like, I'm going to get this motherfucker back one day. Why this motherfucker leave not only his Facebook, his tag, and his motherfucking Twitter account open? Oh, I went through that bitch writing how he sucked dick and everything.
Oh, wow.
I wrote that motherfucker. Hey, I wrote that he that came out the closet, now that he sucked dick.
Oh,
every time he look at her, he be wishing that she had a dick, cause she just ain't turning the ball with that old pussy. He wants some dick.
That's a fight, he, man.
Oh, surely.
But he don't know I did it.
He don't know
now.
Nah, I mean, if he listen, fuck him. He can't whoop my ass.
Wow.
Don't
let me
give up in a tattletale, bitch. Mm. Oh, wow. Right. Snitching, motherfucker. I wrote it on his Twitter. I wrote it on his motherfucking, I wrote it on everything. I ain't gonna even lie. I wrote it on his Twitter, his tag, his motherfucking Facebook. I bet his mom probably looked on his Facebook like, baby, no! No! So people calling him, hey, Jeff, what the fuck's going on? He studied like, huh?
When he see your ass.
Do the dog, motherfucker!
Hey, fucked up part is that he walked in there the next day, right? We all in the break room. He knew one of us did it, but he couldn't prove which one of us did it. So you know how motherfuckers just walk around mean mugging everybody? That motherfucker had his mug. Oh, dog. Everybody's like, what the fuck wrong with that dude? I'm like, I'm like, I don't know what the fuck you mad about.
LaFon, are you back?
Yes, I'm back.
Where's Waylo? Where's Waylo at?
I don't know. He's got to sleep.
Okay.
Now, LaFonda, I missed yesterday's show. I missed yesterday's show. So from I seen the message you sent me that you and him got it in.
What?
Because
I'm outside of y'all talking shit. I mean, but LaFonda, baby, let me
what?
I mean, you could have inboxed me. You didn't have to put it on my page. I mean, motherfuckers like, who is Waylo? Yeah, you put it on like you know, the news feed. You didn't inbox me that. You put it on my news feed. Like, hey, Waylo, get down. Huh?
I did not put that on there. That's why he cursed me clean the fuck out. Did you know? These dudes that I was talking to or whatever cursed me clean the fuck out. He was like, man, I swear to God, don't you ever call my fucking phone again. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? He was like, man, you put shit on Facebook to keep getting in with another nigga. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, I ain't did shit with nobody.
Oh, wow.
He did put it on there
because
I read it on his page. That's how I found out.
Wow. Right. It's on my page. If you go to my page, you will see it. You like Waylo got it. You was like, Waylo did this, Waylo did that.
Hey, bring Janine in, man.
I got
her. Wow.
Is she still?
I never
huh?
went to your page. I never went to your page. Like, I went to CN City page, and I don't know if me tagging you, like, in another message, it popped up on your message. Because I was asking you, like, how do I... When I tell them
in the game is what she's saying.
She busted
like a motherfucker.
See,
I didn't know that. I was on it and put it on his page. This is what happened. I ended up tagging him to ask him, like, where do I send the music to? And then I had an email from fucking Papa Sam. I was like, we don't do that no more. I was like, what?
You sent me that one, too. But the first one you sent me was about Waylo. You like, you and him got it in. I'm like, okay, wow. She put this shit on a news feed.
I promise you I did not tag you in that message. I promise you I did not tag you in that message. I tagged you in a message that was underneath it. Like, it was a message that was in that same message.
Yeah. That's the way she did it, dog. Because when she first posted it, you said who?
It went over.
And then she responded to
you. Because I seen it on my page. And then I was like, who?
The second message was out there.
Okay, well, check this out. Like,
your ass
usually when you do that.
Yeah, they don't want to talk to your ass. They know that. They know they say something more. Uh-oh.
When you do that, you have to look for the word that says send message.
What?
You click send message. You know, that's like a private message. Instead of just responding like you did.
Yeah.
Everybody saw that. Everybody on your page saw Waylo's name on your page. And now y'all got
it.
Yeah.
Right. Everybody seen it. Cause, I mean, all I just took was who. And next thing you know, everybody like, who is Waylo? I'm like, damn. Man. They like, Waylo fucking her.
He got it in.
Fonda, you can delete it.
That's how
you
look
your
ass,
huh?
He going to beat your ass. He going to fuck you up. You, especially since you ain't say that shit about him. You said that shit about another motherfucker.
Oh,
you look like you ain't post shit about me on there.
I've said this plenty of times before that I've never had a man really set aside me. I said that like out loud. Like I've never hid the fact that I've never had a man set aside me. So he had to know he was in that fucking category too.
Same. All I know is he go to your page talking about, my back hurt, all this shit you put on there. He looking like, what do you mean your back hurt?
I mean, you actually said it in his face, like, and basically said it. He was sitting right there and heard you say, you ain't never been sad.
Well, now, you gotta realize, LaFonda, that a lot of, you know, we got a lot of people who are rappers and whatnot on in our Sin City page too.
Okay, but I'm not too much worried about Young Chi-Town because he's not on. He first of all, he's irrelevant for my man because like he told me, he really did not give a fuck about me. It was about sex. If it was about sex, honey, you could have pleased me at least. If you don't say shit like that, you could at least please me.
You know, Big Worm gonna fuck
you
up.
About sex. Like that's how I feel. Like, if you had put it out there, like, it's only about sex, you could at least please me. At least I could have been pleased, because I wasn't. Like, you might have got pleased, but I didn't.
Yeah, but did you ever tell him that? Did you ever sit him down and tell
him
that?
I promise you I haven't told him that. Like, but I don't understand, like, dudes in general, I don't understand, like, how can you let that come out your mouth, but then when we're together, I love you. I want to be with you for the rest of my life, and then... When we break up, it's a whole different story. You've been numbered a hoe and a slut and all that. How am I a hoe and a slut and I was only fucking you?
That's how pimps do it.
Well, maybe he's seen that video.
Oh,
you got jokes, huh?
No, okay.
I'm just saying, maybe he's seen the video.
He's going to fuck you up.
I mean, but that's how they do it. My baby daddy used to do that. Oh, I'm talking all crazy when we break up, and then I'm your wife. You're going to marry me one day, right? You love me so much.
okay, now hold on, y'all. I understand what you're saying, but here's the message. Damn it, y'all. So you said that in the plural sense. He put it down. Oh my God, I'm still coming. I can't even lie. He hit it from the.
Wait a minute. I
got to
get
back
on that one because I thought he wasn't
going to
do shit. Like, I really thought, like, in my head, like, this
is going to
be some bullshit. Like, he ain't
going to do shit. Right, now, when I got the message, all I put was who? Waylo. Man, my ass was in a coma when I
was
my ass was in a coma when I left. I fell asleep. My legs are asleep. I'm on 10 right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean... You put that man business out there.
I didn't because everybody kind of figured, like, people was like, somebody else said they had already slept with him and said it was good. So it actually wasn't me. It's just that now people know. But technically, it's not my fault because we don't even have the same friends in common. We got, like, maybe 10 friends in common. Me and him got 10 friends in common.
He still gonna fuck you up.
And them 10 friends don't tell they 10 friends.
Right.
I personally feel like it accidentally happened. I can delete the damn message. But then people won't talk regardless because I wasn't even doing that with nobody. And people were still talking. I had a dude at my friend Breon's birthday party. Like, I'm at Pepe's enjoying myself. Walk outside, this dude get pissed off because I don't want to give him a hug or speak to him. Talking about, you went acting like that when I had my dick in you. I said, if you, hold on, be right back. Went to my fucking car, I said, dude, you don't fucking know me. Like, for you to sit there and say some shit like that. I said, first of all, you have a dick to do. You shouldn't be trying to say you stuck your dick in nobody because you sure the fuck didn't stick it in me.
He's still going to fuck you up.
That's the best when nobody was out there, so... I know these dudes probably like, damn, she a hoe.
So when you went to the car, what did you bring back with you?
You said what?
When you went to the car, what did you bring back with you?
That friend grabbed me because I was going to go get my fucking gun. Like, he had pissed me off that bed because dude's like, oh, damn, she a hoe. Like, I'm not no fucking hoe. Like, I barely opened my lips to anybody. Like, can't nobody in Gary really say they fuck me. Now, my baby daddy can, because my baby daddy from Gary. My baby daddy and two of my exes, and they don't even talk because they paid for the pussy half of the time. So, for you to sit there and say that makes me look really, really bad.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me try to get. They paid for the pussy. That was the only way they got it, but you're not a hoe.
I'm not a hoe. Yeah, I feel like this. You know who?
I'm not saying you're a hoe, but I'm just saying. I mean, you got to think about the way you just said that.
I'm going to say this. I feel like if you put it out there, like, seriously, it's too many dudes, like, paying for pussy for them to be like, oh, yes, I fucked her. Ain't no dude going to talk about what you are if he pays for the pussy.
I'm on your side.
Anyway.
Once again, everybody's speechless.
I'm speechless.
Why did she hang up?
She hung up.
Yeah, she hung up.
Because everybody was speechless. That was, you know.
I don't know,
but
brother.
I think I heard
she
the same thing
that
you heard. She said,
right.
they paid
for
it, but
I'm
not a hoe.
Yeah,
she
did.
That's a hoe in my book, if they
paid
for it.
I mean, some women have a different thought about it.
What you've just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
Are you talking about me?
Did you see? You ain't say that, did you?
I was talking, and he played it while I was talking, so I don't know. He must not have heard me talking.
Oh, no. Follow the time, I guess he ain't hear you, you talking.
I ain't click nothing.
What was you saying, brother? I wasn't talking about you. I was just thinking out loud about her.
I forgot what I was talking about.
Now, we said you a hoe if you got to pay for it. Now, I think you was going to dispute that.
Okay, now, there are some women and some men that feel like, okay, whether you in a relationship or not, when you coming out of money to take care of this person or take care of their wants or needs, you paying for in some shape, form, or fashion.
But she didn't say it like that. She said they paid for it. So it's like,
people who don't know me think like, okay, she got to be a hoe or a gold digger. I ain't even want it because I have a job. I mean, if you want to hand out your money, you can go ahead.
Did I just hear you say you got a job and everything, but if he go hand you some money, he can hit it?
She said if he hand me the money, he can hand it to her. That's what she said.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. If you want to hand out some money, that's on you. I know, man, there's so many fucking tricks out here. I ain't half the dudes that give out money, you ain't got to even do nothing with. You ain't have to do nothing with them no more. Like, they just...
What defines a trick?
Right.
If you want to spend it, that's on you. That don't make you a trick. I need somebody to tell me the definition of a trick.
I thought it was a motherfucker that was paying for pussy. Or dick, whichever.
Okay, what's the female's version of a trick? In y'all mind, what is a trick? What's the definition?
Trick, John.
A motherfucker that give me money and I don't have to give you no pussy.
Sugar daddy.
Well, maybe he just giving it to you because he got it like that.
Maybe he do.
Shit.
I had an older gentleman, I mean, he was, like, giving me money every day, taking me to work. I got my own job, taking me to work, giving me money every day, and I'm like, I ain't fucking this old man.
Okay,
I don't know.
You said he's an older gentleman. Did it take it hard?
I don't know, because I never touched him, never got close enough to him to find out. Then he was like,
I'm sorry, y'all. You know what? I hear this, and I heard this at work. Motherfuckers always, I'm not mad, fuck that. Y'all motherfuckers will not get my money. No.
I didn't ask him for it, though. He handed it to me.
I mean, no, I'm talking about when I'm an old man and you talking about, daddy, let me get, no, hell no, give me some. But now that's when I'll say, yeah, I'm tricking. But she was not getting my money for free.
These old men can't even get up. They can't even get up no more. So that's the fact.
That's like you're still gonna have to rub it or something.
Oh my goodness.
That nigga be imagining what it feel like if it did get hard.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I can do that.
They got a whole lot of things out there to help you out. They can help you out with a whole lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You can get that
water. $5, I'm going to shock the shit out your ass. You be coming over there talking about, yeah, I'm finna go get this $100. All he want me to do is look at it. Pull it on out. You're going to be like, what is that? What you think it is? Hello, by address.
You be rubbing on it, and they be like, girl, back in my day, girl, I would have did this, and I would have did that all the while, and shit happened.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
One of the comedians, who was that? I think it was Earthquake, said, that ain't like that nowadays. Shit, you think you going over there, you ain't going to do nothing.
He got them blue diamonds on it. That's a wrap. He done popped that motherfucker 30 minutes before you got there.
Nigga said, how bad do you need your life paid?
Viagra works. Like, cause I already heard people say that Viagra don't work. for everybody. So do it really work?
I don't have to take it.
Oh,
that's right.
I'm just saying. I'm not saying that you have to take it. I'm just asking. You know,
I'm not even going to take it for recreational purposes. I'm not even fucking with it.
I have heard that people take it just to ain't got to take it, but just want to take it. I heard that people is out here actually taking that shit and don't need to take it at all.
That's just stupid.
Real stupid.
I'll sell it to you. $40 a pill. I got a bottle full of them motherfuckers. $20 a pill.
You going to jail, nigga.
I UPS them to you.
You going to jail.
That PayPal.
You better shut your mouth right now. They going to be like, look, we got you on. We got you on Sin City Radio saying that you were selling this product.
That's not against the law. Actually, I'm just giving them to you, and you just donate me $20. That's all.
Okay.
And
you just donate your ass a seat.
Right, I'm giving you the pill. You just donate me
$20. They're going to donate you some time.
Donate you some time, Father.
Don't talk. I got them blue diamonds.
Hey, UPS, man. I'll overnight it to you.
Oh, my goodness.
Saying,
I know this one cat, man. That dude, you start like granddaddy. Let me get one of them blue diamonds. Granddaddy, like, shit, yeah, motherfucker, $20.
$20 a pill, man.
I was like, damn, he killing you. $20 a pill. I'm like, why you taking them? They're like, man, you take these motherfuckers. Your shit stay hard for 8 hours at least. I'm like, shit. Okay. I mean, you really want to fuck that long for 4 hours?
Anything for four hours, you better go to the hospital.
Ladies, I mean, do you really want to get fucked for 4 hours straight? excluding Janine. We're going to exclude Janine out this question.
Well, Bernie Mac says it don't take no all left to bust no nothing. Come on, let's do what we can to do.
I'm going to need for you.
No, now, wait a minute.
Now, Father Time said that one.
Now, hold on. Because I know I'm not going to get mine in no damn 3 minutes. And if that's all you got to offer, then
no, thank
that's bad for business. I'm good.
Okay, so now, all right, let's ask, what is the minimum time? What is the standard time? I ain't going to say minimum. What's the standard time for you?
Are we talking straight sex, or are we talking about the whole, you know, foreplay
thing? Okay, let's go straight sex. Straight sex.
I don't know. I think it depends on the person, the people. It depends on the people.
Okay,
Everybody's not the same.
Okay, L, so we gonna say you. Now, you say, well, fuck it, I'm ready to fuck. I'm finna let you hit this pussy. Go on, boy, hit this pussy the way you supposed to hit this pussy. Estimated time.
Probably about 30, 45.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
That's without the foreplay, right?
Yeah, that's without the foreplay.
Okay, now with foreplay?
Yeah, about an hour. That's at least, you know what I mean? It depends on the person. I mean, like...
That's your minimum.
Girl, you better take 25 minutes and get on.
That's your minimum, right?
No, I'm just playing.
I would think so. I mean, but every fella ain't the same. You know what I mean? Somebody can make it happen sooner than that. Somebody needs all of that time. You know what I mean? Some people, you know what I mean, depending on who you're dealing with, he might not necessarily have to, you know what I'm saying, you become so aroused by just him that foreplay is that. You know, he is the foreplay. So, you know what I mean? If I'm already stimulated when we get there, then, you know, you might not need 30, 45. You know what I'm saying? It might be, you know, and that depends on you.
Okay.
All right, hold on a second, man. Hold on a second, man. Bring those callers in, dude.
Oh, I'm sorry. Fonda.
The first one is in the Fonda. I don't know who the last one is.
The Fonda, we got you on. All right, Tyler, who is this?
This is one of
them. Oh, okay. Hey, what's up there, Father?
Shit. I heard that y'all was talking some shit about me, and I need to call in and interrupt my talk game.
Man, I wasn't even on the show yesterday, bro. Let me be the first to say
that,
I was
man.
Not there. Huh?
Don't worry about it. I got ears everywhere.
That's why the fond ass kept hanging up.
That is not, I kept on hanging up. Don't be going there. I have not talked to this man since.
I don't know, man.
No,
I don't know. All right, so, I mean, bro, I wasn't on the show yesterday. I didn't know what happened. I was just trying to get a recap.
The fond is fell in love, man. That's the recap.
No,
right, I mean, I seen on Facebook what happened. I was just trying to figure out.
I did not know that. I'm deleting the shit now because I'm like, really? Like, when I tagged you in the second post, that's what happened. Like, I was trying to get, like, real, like, real quick because he kept on, like, hitting me up, like, can you send my music to them? Can you send my music to them? I'm like, okay, hold on.
You put it on Facebook? I thought she said she put it on Facebook.
Nah, this was Facebook.
Who put it on Facebook?
Oh, my God.
Oh, famous,
dude. You famous.
You famous.
Put it on Facebook?
No, that's not what happened. That's not what happened.
I was about to say, don't do that shit.
It's a page.
She did, but she didn't. She did. She
told everybody
she
broke
did.
Her back.
Yeah.
Told everybody Waylo broke my back. Got my leg shaking. And she used your name.
Comatose.
How many motherfuckers you know named Waylo? How many people you know named Waylo?
President of Bullshit Boy Entertainment.
Out there like that, but
come on now. You can't be doing that. It's out there, bro. It's out there.
Yeah.
I read it. You read it.
Sorry, man.
Broke her back. Got her phone
fucked up.
She was driving still coming.
Hell yeah. She left your crib coming. She left coming. When the hell you leave coming?
I'm in my crib. I'm in the bed.
You might have a whole lot of motherfuckers eating you up, dog.
That is not what happened.
Oh, that's all good. You ain't seen it.
You can't be putting my name out there like that, though.
All right, dog. I'm going to tag you, man, so you can see it, dog. I'm going to tag you.
No, hell no. Don't do that. You're going to make it even worse.
Hey, bitch.
I'm tagging it any goddamn way.
Oh,
boy, entertainment, boy, that goddamn way, though.
I'll make a goddamn word and fuck all y'all shit up. Y'all better not do that shit.
Hey,
well,
you fresh
said,
out of
hey,
bubblegum, right?
You said you've been wanting to collect. You collected.
Yeah, I collected, but shit, don't let it be known to the whole wide world, just the whole world, shit.
To the whole wide world, because, first of all, I was in on Sin City Records. I did not know Sin City was an open group.
No, I mean, it's not an open group, but you got to realize that we do got more people than just you in there.
Okay, no, I saw the real stuff in there. Ain't nobody that I'm, like, friends with on Facebook.
Well, you got to figure this person know that person and that person know that person and that person know that person.
That's
what
that's called. And how many motherfuckers know a motherfucking name Waylo?
How many
Waylo
bodies just me?
Exactly.
That's the only motherfucker in this world I know named Waylo. But I know Waylo fuck LaFonda.
He hung Waylo.
I'm fresh out of bubblegum to be exact.
Get it, daddy.
He should be fresh out of bubblegum.
Yeah, he damn that. He out of bubblegum for sure now.
Waylo.
And now LaFonda gonna cock block you for the rest of the show.
Because you would be trying to talk to him.
Hey, this fool got all fucking stumpy shorts, a sweatshirt, and a pink loafer.
Ain't hooking up with nobody else.
What did he say? What did he say? He's talking about somebody he watching. They got on what?
They got on a sweatshirt, some khaki shorts, and some penny loafers with no socks.
Oh, wow. How hot is it where you at?
Oh, it's cold in the motherfucker here where I'm at. I'm at the cellular field stadium at the White Sox game.
Oh, wow.
Are you winning?
No, the score is, hold on, let me look. The score is 4-4. It's tied up.
Okay. All right, now, who called Waylo at a White Sox game and told him that we could talk about him?
LaFonda did. No, it wasn't. LaFonda didn't call me. I ain't talked to her since that night.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh.
Y'all playing that
I'm
shit.
I'm putting it between Butter and Jadeen. One of them texted and told him that.
I ain't text nobody nothing. I told y'all, my computer is shut down, so I ain't
like
dead
now. Like I said,
now.
I got ears everywhere. Talk shit about Waylo. I'll find out, goddammit.
Oh, okay. Jadeen, you called him?
No, I didn't.
It was LaFonda, man.
No,
I'm telling you, it wasn't her. On my mama, it wasn't her.
It wasn't LaFonda. It was one of them. Somebody on this thing called him and let him know he was talking to me.
It wasn't me. It sure wasn't me.
It was not you. Because he called in yesterday, and this fool fucked up and didn't have a round of applause, he
said. All I know is I'm just going to get me a suit, man.
Yes,
get you
a
black suit,
standing
dog.
Ovation yesterday.
Get you a black suit, man. You heard me, dog?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
Yeah, get you a black suit, because, you know, as soon as he cut off, you know what's going to happen. Ain't going to happen to that other chick.
First of all,
when he cuts you off, you're going to do the same thing the other girl did. You're going to cut your damn wrist.
Y'all crazy as hell.
Y'all don't take some pills. You probably take some pills.
That's
I don't think
up.
You can cut yourself, so you probably take some pills.
No, you
hey, man. Leave that chick alone, because I ain't heard from her. I'm a little worried about her shit.
I told you she was dead.
Don't say that shit. That's
I am not laughing at that.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Like, you can't be
hey, I'm a cold-hearted motherfucker, but I ain't that goddamn cold-hearted shit.
That's what happens, dog. You got that killer shit. Motherfuckers always say they got that killer shit, but you really got that killer shit.
See, I'm trying not to laugh. Stop.
I know, right? But you can't control it.
Can't help it.
I mean, we make people want to kill themselves.
That's that killer shit.
I promise you, I ain't going nowhere. No. I don't know this. Really?
We know you ain't going nowhere. We know damn well you ain't going nowhere.
No. I just don't. I mean, fucking out of the deal, right?
going to be like, I bought this leather outfit just for you, Daddy.
Who said you're not going to be reading about it in Post Review? Crazy one who drives off the bridge.
You the White House,
man.
Who got the leather outfit on? Shit.
This Friday, you know I got this leather outfit for you, Daddy.
Well, shit, don't get me started. Hey, Butter, you better watch that shit. You better wait till the phone to hang up. And she going in with him now. That's he. That's her.
That's not good.
You a damn lie. You a damn. That's the first man ever satisfied you. You a damn lie.
I told the dude that I'm talking to now. Like, he ain't got no kids talking about he wants some kids. Okay. Go for somebody else to come back. You'll be okay.
I don't believe you. Does anybody else believe him?
I can't see it.
I think you fucked up, man. She going to be looking all through your window and shit.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I could, because honestly, if I had never been pleased by a man and I finally got pleased to the point of my knees trembling and all that type shit, I'd go home and be comatose. Oh, he couldn't tell me I couldn't have no more. All right, well, I'd be showing up at his door like a girl in a trench coat and some red heels. Butt naked.
I got a camera on the front of my house, so I can see you when you get there. I'll cut all the lights off and sit in that motherfucker until you leave.
Alright.
You trying to hear that shit? She gonna break in. She gonna be that motherfucker living in your attic.
So basically,
like, how y'all gonna talk shit about me and I'm still sitting on the phone? That's how you know who your real friends are.
Exactly.
We all love you.
But you don't hear me all right?
I've never been the one to stop any dude, so.
Yeah,
I know
we can hear you, Claire.
Not. Like I said, if I want some, I know how to pick up the phone and call his ass, like, seriously.
Hey, LaFon. I can't believe this motherfucker ain't got on no socks with these printer loafers on, though.
If he white.
Hey,
LaFon.
I don't know what color he is.
Wait, Lo told me to tell you this.
I whips pussy.
I'm just saying. You fuck up, dog.
And then you talking about giving up your A game?
They ain't gonna do that shit, dog.
Really? She likes nothing. You cock block it.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to cock block on that one, dude. I'm sorry, but don't do it, man. Don't do it.
She gonna be on Facebook, Twitter,
Black Planet.
Damn, I'm gonna kill you, Black Planet and shit.
He didn't say Black Planet though.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, she gonna be everywhere.
My Facebook is
Black Planet.
My Facebook
like 10 years.
I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying. What's going on? All that noise coming from?
We up here in this VIP section or whatever. You get all your drinks is free, all your food is free, all the dessert.
We done been in the VIP section before. We know that. Kills me.
I'm talking about the White Sox game. I ain't never been up there before.
I've been in the White Sox game VIP section. Wait, look, who's you doing the same and ain't the only motherfuckers is doing it?
Shit, yeah, these goddamn tickets $200 a piece. I ain't never been up here before. Fuck up.
Sin City do it too. Who's your boy entertainment? Ain't the only one living large, nigga.
Fucking cut sucker.
I got invited.
I tell you, these niggas nowadays, boy, first it was these motherfuckers on which we call, now who's your boy entertainment? See, man, we try to show love, these motherfuckers just keep throwing shit in our face.
I ain't trying to throw it in your face. Y'all asked me what was going on. I told you what was going on.
Hey, Waylo. First it was your boy Stanham, now it's Waylo. God damn.
Hey, Waylo.
What?
Know your role and shut your mouth!
Damn, Waylo. They hating on you because you Waylo. You Waylo. That's what they hating on you. That's all good, boo boo.
Butterlight,
and when are you coming to Indy?
There you go. See?
Oh, good.
Hold on, I must have missed something. What happened?
Don't worry about it, baby.
All right, y'all. We're coming down to the end of the show, man. We have to start ending the show on time tonight. So, big Pimpin, you got any last words, man?
Yeah.
Well, I ain't got no last words, no.
What time did we get out yesterday? It was just amazing.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about eating, licking a tank yesterday.
We already talked about that, bro, while you was at your game.
Oh, shit. Oh, well. We'll have to talk about it next week, too, then.
You say you ain't got no last word?
No, I ain't got no last word. It's good show, as usual. You know, let me talk to y'all.
Well,
tomorrow,
fuck
right,
you.
Okay?
You supposed to play the rest of it, too.
Oh, my goodness. I'm finally done with my homework. God damn.
LaFon, you got any last word?
No.
Well, fuck you.
She didn't roll down her words down. She's like, I'm
crazy. Janine, you got any last words?
Oh, it was so great. Nice talking to everyone. Of course, I'll be on here next week.
All right. Nick Stowe, you got any last words?
Yeah, man, that's a good show, good show. I enjoyed myself thoroughly. And I as well will be here next week.
All right, look, if you need those pills, you know, I can trade you some pills for some 40s.
You're so silly. I don't need no pills. I'm to the beat on my own, baby. I got a natural high.
I'm just saying, you know, a couple 40s of St. Ives, you're good to go.
Yeah, you know what? When you come to Indy, I'm gonna make sure we got you some St. Ives somewhere in Indy.
That's what's up.
I got
I'm saying you got any last words?
No, it was a good show. LaFon, but don't post nothing else on the internet.
Could you learn how to manage it?
Inbox me and I give you some insight on how to do stuff on Facebook and Twitter.
Buddy, you got any last words?
I enjoyed myself this evening, and I will talk to you all next week.
Outstanding. You got any last words, dog?
Yeah, man. SanCityRadio.name.com. Hit us up, do what we do, you know. Oh, yeah, by the way, once again, y'all, if y'all can, please say a prayer for Monk Bud. I mean, he's doing real bad, but, you know, hope God bring him through.
That's what's up. All right, y'all, thank y'all for calling. Thanks for listening on in that. Peace, love, and head grease. He goes.
Don't have to rush, ain't going nowhere. I'll take off the stone.
like a baby, loving you so crazy. I'ma make you have a flashback to your first time, but this time you know just what you like. So
don't be acting shy up in this room like I make you nervous. I'ma take my time and do your body right if you let.
Started off, damn your lips so soft, make a nigga wanna bite them off. This what you up wanting, huh? I'ma be your porn star. Baby, take your clothes off. Let me taste between your legs. Damn, you got me so hard. If I get it, I'ma hit it right. I know you tired, it's the middle.